Mike's Weekful back here on WEKZ, AM 1260 and FM 95.5 for To The Point. Please be joined here as we head over to FHN, and we're going to the FHN Vein Center today to talk about the Vein Center with Cammie Robinson at FHN. Hey, Cammie, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, pleasure to have you aboard here. Let's first start with you here a little bit before we talk about the Vein Center. Tell us a little bit about your role at FHN and the Vein Center, and also how long have you been with FHN?
Well, I've been a nurse for 15 years. I've been at FHN for 6 years now, and I am currently the imaging nurse and Vein Center nurse of the hospital. I assist with almost all the invasive procedures in the imaging department. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am the nurse at the vein clinic.
All right. Well, we appreciate you giving us a little insight to you. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Vein Center at FHN. It's obviously very popular and has expanded since opening 5 years ago. Tell us a little bit about the types of services that are offered there.
So we offer free screenings and vein consultations for patients that have concerns regarding varicose veins. They're having any pain or heaviness in the legs. We offer endovenous laser ablations, which is an optic fiber that we insert directly into a targeted vein that delivers a heat to collapse the vein. And then we also offer phlebectomies, which involves making small incisions to remove varicose veins that are just under the surface of the leg.
All right. Now, what types of providers and technicians would work at the center?
So we have a radiologist that meets with the patients during their initial consultation. He's also the one that performs the procedures. We have ultrasound techs that scan the legs during that initial visit, during the ablation, and then during follow-up appointments. We have a CMA, or a surgical scrub tech, that assists with the procedures. And then myself, the nurse, that is like the circulator during procedures, so I'm the one that's able to touch the non-sterile surfaces since everyone else is scrubbed in. And then I also see patients at consults and follow-up appointments. And then we also have a PSR who helps with referrals, returning voicemails, and is occasionally in the room during appointments as well.
Cammie Robinson joining us here today on To The Point, FHN Vein Center, our topic today. Cammie, people think varicose veins are a cosmetic problem, but is that actually maybe not necessarily fully truthful? It's really much more than just that. And what sort of problems potentially does varicose veins cause?
So varicose veins can cause a lot of pain in the legs. People can get a lot of aching, burning, or cramping. A lot of times they can get kind of like a heaviness in their legs that causes them to have to rest more often if they've been on their feet. And then reasons for this is there's valves in the veins that get weak or damaged, and you start to get backflow of blood within the vein, and then the vein will start to stretch or twist from that.
Now, are men and women equally susceptible to varicose veins, or is it a teeter one way or the other?
Women are more likely to develop varicose veins. Females have a lot of hormonal changes throughout their life during puberty, pregnancy, or menopause, and that can cause the veins to relax and causes them to bulge then.
All right. Now, when does surgery come into play here, and when does the issue become serious enough that surgery should be an option?
So we ultrasound the legs, and we look for what's called reflux of blood within the vein. If we see that there's reflux of blood in that vein and you're having symptoms that affect your daily life, then that's when we start discussing the procedure of the ablation.
All right. Now, what does surgery look like? Is it pretty complicated?
All the vein procedures that we do here are minimally invasive, meaning any incisions that we make are very small. Once it's decided that you're a candidate for a vein procedure, we usually start with the laser ablation. The laser ablation, if it doesn't cut off the blood supply to the varicose veins in a couple months, it usually takes a couple months for that. We'll move forward with a phlebectomy. Laser ablation is one incision to the leg, and the phlebectomy is usually several incisions. We do use a needle in the inner thigh for local anesthetic for both of those. So there are several needle sticks that we do on the inner thigh for anesthetic.
And Cammie, would insurance be covering these types of procedures?
So if reflux within a vessel is found at the console, insurance does require the next step to be conservative therapy for 3 months. That includes wearing thigh-high compression stockings, not knee-high. The patient needs to do a weight loss program if they're overweight and leg elevation. Usually if the patient follows that 3 month conservative therapy, then they will cover that. We do also offer sclerotherapy for spider veins, which is not covered by insurance, so that would have to be paid out of pocket by the patient.
All right. Now, what about cosmetic type vein issues? Are those also treated at the vein center?
Yes. So that's the sclerotherapy that we do, and that's very minimally invasive also. So pretty much little needle sticks, and there are no incisions with that one.
All right. Cammie Robinson again with us here, FHN Vein Center. How can people find out if they're maybe a candidate for vein surgery?
A good place to start if you're unsure and you think you have varicose veins is the free screening. We offer free screenings for anyone with symptoms, visual varicose veins, leg heaviness, and pain. Free screening involves ultrasounding each leg until reflux is found. If there's reflux found within the vein, then the patient can move forward with a vein consultation appointment. The consultation appointment then is a little bit more involved as we measure each vessel in diameter and duration of the reflux. For these two appointments, we do ask that patients are able to stand for at least 15 minutes at a time and are able to walk a mile or at least for 15 minutes without stopping. The ultrasound scan that we do of the legs requires the patient to be standing for at least 15 minutes. And then if the patient is a candidate for a vein procedure, we require a lot of walking prior to the procedure and then also after.
All right. Now, folks, we'd like to find out more about the screenings or about the vein center. Where can they go? Who should they contact then, Cammie?
You can always contact our vein center. Our number is 815-599-VEIN. And you can also refer to our FHN website at www.fhn.org.
All right. Very good. A lot of great information here today, Cammie. Thanks so much for giving some time here. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
That's Cammie Robinson, our guest here today, talking about the FHN Vein Center right here on WEKZ.